17th of March 2019. It's the second Sunday of Lent. Letter to the Philippians 17 to chapter 4, 1. Brothers, be united in imitating me. Keep your eyes fixed on those who act according to the example you have from me. For there are so many people of whom I have often warned you, and now I warn you again with tears in my eyes, who behave like the enemies of the cross. They are destined to be lost. Their God is a stomach. They glory in what they should think shameful, since their minds are set on earthly things. But our homeland is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transfigure the wretched body of ours into the mold of his glorious body, through the working of the power which he has, even to bring all things under his mastery. So then, my brothers and dear friends, whom I miss so much, my joy and my ground, hold firm in the Lord, dear friends. It is most important that we have examples of a living gospel from people, because it's very in need of that through this kind of testimony, the beauty and the wonderful way of following Christ will be visible for people. And if we reflect this for ourselves, it might invite us for a high responsibility, how we live our life. Not only before the Lord, also before the people. So our question is how we live. Is it in union with this, what I tell people when I share the gospel? To be an example for others can be a very deep motivation. Always to do those steps which are necessary, that the testimony of the gospel will be very clear and wide seen by people. So it's not only deeds from the outside which are understandable for people. Also, if we unfold all the virtues and gifts of the Holy Spirit in us, which will bring our life to an inner beauty, and of course will give us all the power to do all our obligations from the Lord's side, what we have to do. We hear that St. Paul had a lot of pain for those people who are going away from Christ. Now they are in danger to get lost, especially when they already knew the gospel. And it seems in this case it was like this. It is very, very painful. So we can see two dimensions in this text. So we are invited to participate in the suffering of the Lord, which he has for such souls. And this should motivate us to pray for them instantly. We should not be too much impressed from the ugliness of a life which is far away from God. We should, instead of this, pray more instantly. Because we can imagine how it is in a soul in which the grace of the Lord is not working and giving the light. What kind of emptiness, senselessness, what kind of contradiction to the real life. Another point we can reflect out of the text, to have a kind of warning that we never should be too sure of ourselves. We can be sure of the love of God, and we should very much be in this tenderly love with our Father. But we always have to take care that we will go our way and also make the progress of love. It's very wise to have a totally trust to God, but to be in a certain way very attentive with oneself. I think those enemies of the cross of Christ, maybe they started good, and at a certain point they lost their way. Maybe they were following errors, false teachings, or they made compromises with the world, did not continue their prayer life, or were attracted by the sin, had not enough distance to the world and took over the way of the world. So the apostle gives us two advices. We should be orientated to the examples and to imitate them. Those people who are really living the faith authentically. And if we really do not know such people, we can look to the saints. There is so much, because they lived as God wanted them to live. And they are also friends who will always help us on our way with Christ, with all our efforts. And the other advice is, most important, really to be in a deep relationship with our Lord and to deepen this relationship each day. Because this will give us protection, and we have to look first to the relationship with our Lord.
Today we listen to a Byzantine song of adoration of the Holy Cross, which says, "Your cross we adore, and your holy resurrection we praise." Yeah.
воскрес.